Welcome to the HPCC Systems Podcast, your resource for gaining insight into the latest big data trends, hearing innovative ideas from the industry's thought leaders, and learning firsthand knowledge from our team of experts who manage and deploy HPCC systems, a proven data-intensive supercomputing platform designed for the enterprise to process and solve big data analytical problems. For more information, go to hpccsystems.com. Hello, I'm Trish McCall, Community Manager for HPCC Systems, located in Atlanta, Georgia. This week, I wanted to share a dialogue between our head of HPCC Systems, Flavio Villanestre, and one of our architects, Arjuna Chawla. I had the opportunity to hear them talk about our new machine learning libraries, its capabilities, and how it compares to other offerings out there in the open source community. So listen in.
First and foremost, there are other open source machine learning libraries like Weka out there. So why does HPCC need to create their own ML library?
Well, we thought that there was a sweet spot for us in machine learning. We have been doing a lot of activities around machine learning for 10 or 12 years, particularly some of our more core algorithms within LexisNexis Resolutions deal with specific clustering problems where we use techniques such as machine learning clustering to find hidden relationships across data, to essentially link disparate records across data sets, even if you don't have an exact match. So, based on our experience over the last 2 or 3 years, we decided to build a more conventional set of tools around machine learning that could also help others solve other problems like this. And we went through initially the decisions of which areas we should cover or put emphasis at least at the beginning, and we obviously wanted to have at least a broad spectrum of tools. So we did build some classifiers, we did build some clustering algorithms and obviously unsupervised learning techniques. We also built some regression, some linear regression in it. But in order to test and to fully utilize this, we built also a statistical library behind it, so you can generate even your own data.
Good, good. How does our offering differ from tools like commercial tools like SAS and R?
There are significant differences, and those pivot around scalability. The fact that these libraries for machine learning in HPCC have been developed with concept of making them scalable and distributed across a cluster of machines provides for essentially a set of core functionalities that can scale to large data sets, particularly large training sets with a very large number of features. And this is quite commonplace. For example, when you do text analytics, there are not that many options out there when you're looking for something that can really scale to very large data. And yes, there is SAS and there is R and there are other machine learning and statistics packages out there that can do a lot of machine learning algorithms, but not at the scale that HPCC can.
Good, that's good. Now, Hadoop has gained a lot of popularity, a lot of following. How does the library stack up against Mahout, which is a Hadoop library?
Well, I'd like to say that Mahout is good. They have been developing it for some time now, and there is significant activity around it. But the main problem I see with Mahout is the fact that on one side, many of the algorithms seem to be at a non-production-ready state. There are some problems around implementation, and in many cases, even the despite the fact that Mahout runs on Hadoop, many of these algorithms are not properly distributed, so they don't leverage the scalability across the cluster, which ends up exhibiting bottlenecks. So Mahout is, I think, it's full of good intentions. It is still not there, and it will take a significant amount of effort for the team to get there. On the HPCC side, on the other hand, since all these algorithms were built using our core programming language, ECL, high-level data-oriented declarative programming language with a paradigm that goes along the lines of a data flow type of system, since all these libraries were built using ECL, they all provide for the extreme scalability that ECL provides. So this is a key to being able to really scale to very large data sets. On the other hand, the fact that they were developed in such a high level and well-proven language makes them extremely reliable. Now you have algorithms that have been developed using very high-level functions that are seamlessly integrated into the ECL framework, and that essentially each one of these functions becomes a primitive for ECL. So if you're an ECL developer, or even if you use some of our integration tools throughout, for example, Pentaho, Kettle, you can leverage every one of these algorithms without going beyond your standard toolset. This, I think, is quite powerful.
Finally, how can the community get hold of the ML library? Is it freely available?
Yes. The ML library is freely available. Is all the source code is in our GitHub repository, and we have links from our portal. It has been developed in ECL, as I said before, so it is even very useful if someone wants to get into becoming an ECL developer, just to look at the examples of the of some of the algorithms implemented in our ML libraries. The other important concept there is the fact that since we built a set of extensible linear algebra functions underneath the ML library, and each one of these has been built also in ECL, anyone out there with enough experience in machine learning can extend and implement new algorithms on the ML library. And essentially, if they wanted to contribute them back to the community, that would be great. They can also keep them on their own if they want. So there are no restrictions on the licensing, and anyone can essentially download the ML library, look at the code, extend it, and hopefully some of those will also contribute back.
That's fantastic, Flavio. Thank you. I think, you know, HPCC is a great platform, looks very robust and fully functional. Thank you.
I would like to say one last thing, which is if you want to access any of this functionality, including the machine learning libraries or the text analytics modules or any of the other ECL modules freely available, feel free to head over to our main portal, which is http://hpccsystems.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the HPCC Systems podcast. You can find this podcast along with other information on our website at hpccsystems.com. Also, be sure to join our LinkedIn group. Follow us on Twitter and our other social media channels to hear about our latest news, product updates, and events. Just go to hpccsystems.com/connect. Until next time, take care and best of luck with your big data initiative.